Welcome to the Mr. and Mrs. Show, starring
the Mrs.
and Mr.
That's right. Welcome to the Mr. and Mrs. Show. Once again, the Mrs. and the Mr.
Hello.
And this is our next segment. This is a new one I'm trying here. So
well, before we go any farther, we are sponsored by who?
Attitude Broadcasting. They put the attitude in
broadcasting.
There we go. A little bit of teamwork.
Is that supposed to be the attitude?
Yeah.
Attitude part.
Yeah.
And don't forget, you can go visit Connecticut School of Broadcasting.
Yes.
For all your broadcasting needs.
What is that? Oh, okay, anyway.
I don't know what that means.
Anyways, welcome on Periscope if you're just joining us. This is the Mr. and Mrs. Show. And this segment, everyone's really going to enjoy. I'm going to enjoy it. This is a little bit of stupid news, kind of with relationships and other things as well. But the Mr. over here just
found one.
All right,
am I going first?
Yeah, we have to talk. I'm sorry.
Is this the first one?
Yes.
That's not stupid couple
well,
stories.
Well, that's the thing. So,
well, no, actually, it is because
it doesn't
whoever
the
who the husband is, why do you allow that to happen?
All right. Did you read the story? Is
yes.
there a what's her,
I don't
what's
see
her husband's
the,
name?
I don't see the husband's name. I'm just saying, ever who is the father of the baby, he should have said something. We've already discussed it. Now we got to share the story now. So. You
and
know,
then we'll go into the other couple
of
ones. I got a few more couple ones.
With a woman names her daughter after a superstore. I'm not gonna read the name. Well, I ain't gonna read where she's from or anything like that. She loves to shop at Walmart, so she named her daughter Walma, Walma Hart, Walma Hart, after Walmart. And Walmart was so endeared by Mrs. Hart, they sent her $50 in free coupons.
What is a free coupon? Because, I mean, so she didn't have to pay for the coupon?
I'm guessing. I don't know how you...
Like, in $50 worth of what?
Like, what is she getting? Like,
at
oh,
Walmart.
So she gets a milk, oh. But instead of being... $3, it's a dollar because you
wait,
get $2 what, off the coupon.
Oh,
the
story
like,
gets better, by the way. Mrs. Hart was so delighted of the news of receiving $50 in free coupons that she decided to hyphenate her last name.
Hyphenate.
Thank you. Hyphenate.
Are you hyphenating over there?
This is not grammar by...
Yeah.
Grammar.
So it's not officially legal yet, but I'm now calling myself Darla Walmart / Hart.
Oh, okay.
I don't get it. Like, I just don't understand what the big deal is about it. Like, why? Like, I've heard stories of this before. Like, a kid named, or not a kid, a husband named his son Miller. As it for Miller Lite.
Okay.
Like,
so what I will say is Miller is a relatively benign name.
Was it Miller Lite he named? I don't know. But he named it after a beer, and he got free beer for life from, yeah.
I think that the gift should be free therapy sessions. I don't know
why
we're giving people free beer and coupons.
Advertisement,
so we're rewarding...
stupid behavior.
I'm glad that, you said it. Okay.
Is that what you wanted?
I had a different word in mind, but we are a PG show.
Well, it's there's no way of putting it around it.
So, well, I guess now with nationalized healthcare, they'll be able to get the therapy they need after they grow up and realize what they were named after.
Yeah. I mean, I know. I feel bad for the kid. I
yeah.
do feel bad for
you,
the kid.
She goes to school. My name's Walmart.
Look,
well, so
happen.
You know, actually, I guess is there. So I'll try to take the silver lining side.
Silver lining.
Is side. It possible that the coolness of having been in the paper at just a few days old may eclipse any negative impact of the name. So they're it's a famous baby now. I mean, so
got you a could, point. It's a famous baby.
It's
yeah.
a famous baby, and you know Sam Walton might be spinning in his grave, but you know somebody thought it was cool enough to send some coupons out.
He might be happy. I don't know.
Maybe there's an maybe they're going to go ahead and put the baby in for an internship program when they're in college, right? So. And, you know, Walmart working at Walmart as a summer intern. So, you know, some good things could come from this. I'm going to hope so.
Something comes
I would think so. Let's go into another one here. We talked a little bit about it before the show. So this couple wins lottery with stolen money. Well, let me talk about it real quick. It's a Pottsville woman who won a share of 1 million lottery drawings in September, was one of four people charged with stealing more than $175,000 from a farm supply store where they worked. So that's what happened. Basically, they won with the stolen money.
So how do they know that it was the stolen money that they used to buy the lottery ticket? I assume they had a salary, so couldn't you, or did they buy like $100,000 worth of lottery tickets and won?
They said that the troopers said in the police said that the stolen $175,000 was used. Some of it was used to buy lottery tickets.
I feel like I need to know how much they spent on lottery tickets.
That's what I want to know.
Because is it they spent $75,000 on lottery tickets with the stolen money and then they won. How much did they win?
I think they just won I think they said the lottery website lists shares as $261,000. So about, That doesn't make any sense. So but it was $1 million shared by four people. So I'm going to say a quarter of a mil.
A quarter of a Wow. See, this is not a good not a good return on investment considering considering the amount of time they're about to spend in prison.
They messed up.
I guess the question I have is why?
Yeah, that's what I want to know. I don't know. That's the thing. Like, it doesn't make sense. Why would you do it? You knew you weren't going to get away with it.
Well, they probably did think they were going to get away with it, because I assume that criminals think they're going to get away with the crime when they do it.
So the thefts were discovered when the store's owner installed hidden cameras in January. So the video showed the suspect stealing the money and buying lottery tickets.
So they stole cash? They stole $175,000 in cash. And then, your return on, it's not even like two bucks to every buck you stole. I mean, and after taxes, you probably end up making less money than you stole.
I mean, they did not think this through at all.
Well,
that's the thing, I don't get it.
I mean, I don't know whether we want to call this stupid couples, stupid criminals. I mean, you could actually go a few different ways with the level of stupidity exhibited here.
Mm-hmm.
That's true.
But, you know, so I guess people don't steal money from your employers to buy lottery tickets.
Especially from a farm store.
Or if you feel like you have to, then make sure they don't have any cameras pointed at.
Yeah,
the
please don't safe. Put any. I know. Make sure there's no hidden cameras.
Well, obviously the guy was smart. The business owner was smart because he knew somebody was a thief.
Well, I mean, if you think about it, every business, in my opinion, if you are starting business or anything, you should invest in cameras. I'm sorry, because. Not that you can't trust anybody. Nothing of that. But you never know. Like, if you have a robbery and they're trying, like, you know, they break in.
You need to have a camera.
And God we trust. Everybody else must show ID, right?
Yeah.
So I think we've got some other stories.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead, you
know. I got another one. So, this one. This one's going to be fun. So two people were arrested. A couple was arrested after fighting over crab legs at a Manchester buffet.
Manchester where?
I'm guessing Manchester, Massachusetts. Is that
what it said? Well, so somewhere in the U.S. So yes. That which would make sense for crab legs. Okay, so a husband and wife, boyfriend and girlfriend. Do we know?
It's just saying a couple. So
a couple.
What's the rest okay. of the story?
So basically, police said two were arrested after a fight over crab legs and a buffet line.
Was alcohol involved?
I think so, bro. But the fight happened.
Do they know Jameis Winston?
Saturday at around what? 8 p.m. at the Royal Buffet on the Turnpike. A situation escalated in a physical
altercation. This must be a fancy restaurant because it is on the Turnpike.
So they start fighting with the crab legs.
Who eats crab legs off a buffet off a Turnpike?
I don't know. But the two were faced with third-degree assault and disorderly conduct.
Third-degree assault? Yeah, so they didn't just, like, slap each other. They said, like, they threw down.
Well, they said a situation escalated in a physical altercation during which a 21-year-old man suffered a cut lip and a broken front tooth after being punched in the face. His mother used pepper spray on his assailant in an attempt to keep her son from being assaulted further and wasn't facing any charges because it was self-defense.
So now his
mother's
involved?
So, no, there was a couple.
No. So there's some other patron of the restaurant
yes.
who's there having dinner with his mother.
Mm-hmm.
And whatever happened, right? So maybe
yes.
he was like, hey, man, no need to fight over the crab legs. They're bringing more from the back. And ends up getting beaten on.
Because they wanted crab legs.
And his mother grabs her pepper spray and sprays him in the face.
So the couple.
I love this story.
The couple is arrested, actually. The couple that was, Clifford is the guy's name. Not going to say the last name. Don't want anyone to know. But Clifford and his wife, I'm guessing it was his wife, were arrested. And they're facing third degree assault and disorderly conduct. And the wife is charged with disorderly conduct and threatening.
Now, I've been to, you know.
And some, threatening.
I've been to Golden Corral and the buffet and stuff. And I've seen some rowdy people at the buffet. But I've never seen somebody throw a crab leg or a piece of steak.
Is there
or
video?
Anything at somebody
like, I just want, is there video of this fight?
I'm sure you can look
but
it up on YouTube.
Here's the funny part. The Manchester Fire Department responded to the vent. The restaurant, and the health department closed it down to check out the air due to the use of pepper spray. So they closed down the restaurant because she used
pepper spray. So this kid's mom, a young man, he's a 21-year-old, but this mom, in defending her son, emptied her entire can of pepper spray, apparently.
Wow.
Wow. Or must have, because if they came in to check the air quality.
Listen, of course you got pepper spray. You see two people railing around with crab legs, what are you going to do?
Well, I think people were fine with them fighting with each other. It was when they got others, they
right.
started hitting it, swinging at others, that the problem started.
That's the problem in a restaurant somewhere. You don't know where it's going to spread to next.
Nah, you don't do that stuff.
What?
You're in a restaurant of crowded people. You don't know if they're going to be coming at you or not.
I get it.
You know, you want to protect the person you're with or anything like that. You don't want to just sit there and watch. You don't know what they might pick up and do. You don't know if they got a gun. You don't know.
Okay. So
just crab legs.
Mister, you had one up on your screen over there about a funeral and a.
Oh, you want me to read that?
Oh, let's end on a good note.
No. This is good for her.
I kind of wanted to read about the 911 for cash.
Oh,
cocaine.
Yeah, I saw that. Yeah.
Idiot. A wife comes back from the dead.
Crashed her own
funeral. Hold on, I got it. She crashed her own funeral, horrifying her husband, who paid to have her killed.
Hold on. All right, please read me the story now. You've hooked me. Read me the rest of the story.
So this lady, that's all I'm gonna say, sat in her car outside her home in Australia, watching as the last few mourners filed out. They were leaving her funeral. Finally, she spotted the man she'd been waiting for. She stepped out of the car, and her husband put his hands on his head in horror. "Is it my eyes?" she recalled him saying. "Is it a ghost?" Surprise, I'm still alive.
A ghost.
A ghost. That's what I said.
Is this a ghost getting out of a car?
Far from... That's not what it says.
What?
Is it a ghost? Surprise, I'm still alive, she replied. Far from being elated, the man looked terrified. 5 days earlier, he had ordered a team of hitmen to kill her, his partner of 10 years. And they did. Well, they told him they did. They even got him to pay an extra few thousand dollars for carrying out the crime. Now here was his wife standing before him in an interview with BBC on Thursday. She recalled how he touched her shoulder to find out unnervingly solid. He jumped, then he started screaming. I'm sorry for everything. She called the police. The husband ultimately pleaded guilty and was sentenced to 9 years in prison for incitement to murder.
Where was this?
This is Australia.
In Australia?
Yep. The happy ending, or as happy as it can be, a man tries to have his wife killed, was made possible by three unusually principal hitmen, a helpful pastor, and one gutsy woman. Yeah.
Wow.
So in Australia, she attended the funeral where she was going to be buried.
That's just incredible to me. So, you know, it seems like divorce would be cheaper than a hitman.
Or moving with your mom, even if you're Catholic. Just saying.
We got any more?
Not at the moment.
not at the
moment. We'll have some more next week. Let's get into this week's question of the week.
Yeah, let's go ahead and get on into the question of the week.
Or actually talk about last week, because
so
we
yeah,
still got that one a little bit, right?
Let me pull that one up real quick. Yeah, so we had last week's social media question of the week, which was your favorite summer vacation as a child or today with your spouse or kids. And kids slash or kids. So,
I don't, it's just your favorite summer vacation.
Yeah, no, your
right?
favorite vacation.
We yeah. continue to add on after that statement, and it just gets confusing. Just your favorite summer vacation.
But anyway,
it's not that confusing.
I think we had a comment on it.
Right, we did. It is basically your vacation you had as a kid or you have now with your family now.
Just favorite vacation. Favorite memorable vacation.
And. Right. I did have it pulled up. We did have a response. Camping and visiting family is all I had.
Camping and visiting family. Yeah. Okay.
I never really camped.
I didn't.
You know?
We did.
Did you?
Yeah.
All right.
Where was your favorite place to go camping?
Well, the only place we went camping when I was younger was Big Bear, so in California.
Big Bear.
Mm-hmm. Big Bear Lake.
Big Bear Lake. All right. Yeah, no, I mean, I just never went camping as a kid, or even today.
I'd go camping now.
I would love, I would, it's something I've never done. I want to go camping.
Hold on a second. Let's go back. are you saying with a tent?
Sure.
You.
Me.
In a tent.
Yes.
With me.
No, I didn't say you would be there, but yes, I said I would.
Are you going by yourself?
No, I have no plans to go camping at the moment. I'm just.
Well, no, I'm intrigued now.
Because I'm intrigued now, too.
I got to know you who, yeah.
Me who what? Because this should be good.
Well, I kind of want to go back and ask you, how old were you when you were camping with your mom and dad?
So I would have been pretty young. So it would have been 8 to 7, 8, something like that. 6, 7, 8.
Okay. So if you went camping now, you would go sleep in a tent. You wouldn't stay in a hotel or
in a resort.
Resort.
Why would you stay in a resort when you're camping?
Well, that's camping, not. It's not camping. That's
camping,
vacationing.
Camping is different to some people. I've seen some. Like, I've heard some people say, I'm going camping, and then they rent a room at the Marriott, you know, in the mountains. You know, that's not camping.
That's a vacation.
That's called hiking.
No, but I know I've heard people do that, where they will rent I'm going to rent a cabin in the mountains. I'm going to go camping. Yeah. No, it's not the same thing.
Now, if you do an RV, that's a little different.
RV's a little different.
Like, depending on what you do with the RV, like, not getting...
Well, if you go to a campground, right, and if you plug up your RV, but otherwise you're kind of rustically inclined, I think you could, you should really say you're RVing. Well, camping with a tent and a campfire and, you know, having to sling your food up in the tree so, you know, animals don't get it. Yeah, sure.
You.
Oh, yeah. Wait. I actually did do a camping. So, was that in a backyard? Someone's mad about camping.
Exactly. When I was younger, my grandparents and I took us to, was that on the TV?
No.
Holy cow, that was pretty loud. But, you know, we went to Dollywood one year.
Dollywood?
Well, yes. My grandparents loved going there.
This is James's favorite summer vacation story.
One of them.
The Mister's favorite vacation story.
So we go and we stay at an RV place, a campsite. And if you have to shower with other people, that's a campsite.
No, that's a problem when you're a child. Why on earth are you showering with other people?
Not with other people. That you didn't let me finish. Well, you have a shower place, but you don't take it with other people. Come on, seriously?
That's what you said.
No, that's not what I was meaning.
That's not what he meant. I do know. See, what he meant.
Let me finish.
I'm concerned.
My point is, when you go, there's shower stalls. Okay, maybe that's a better word. All right, so after you get done, you know, and then, you know, the bathrooms were separate, and, you know, that's camping. Or you going staying in a tent. Now, I will say we stayed in an RV during that time, too, but it was a pretty nice RV, so I couldn't really complain. So, you know, camping to me is when you got the fire, and, you know, you do s'mores, and you get a tent and everything.
I think I'm going to do that next summer. I'm just going to rent an RV, do a cross country, and just camp. Just go around. And
please let me know where you go so I don't go there.
Okay. I don't know, because I've never done that. I've never done a camping, family vacation, kind of one of those things where you're going, like, from, let's say, North Carolina to California. You do a 6-day trip.
So stop it. This country actually has some really phenomenal national companies that run campgrounds. So there's KOA. What's the other
big one?
That's
what we said before, was KOA.
There's one in South Carolina.
There's some nice ones in Florida, right?
But, I mean, so, you know, KOA campgrounds, there's a lot of different ways to see this country. I think driving and camping is certainly one way to really feel a part of the land as you go across, as you go across country. I'm actually okay with those, like, little, I mean, when we were younger, I think we talked about last week when the cross country trip we did when I was younger. I mean, you know, Howard Johnson's, I mean, I don't know if they still have them or if they do, but there
what
weren't
that,
these
Hojos.
Howard Johnson's.
Exactly. That's the face. So, there is one. There is one in Charlotte.
There are still a few in this country, but so you didn't really have the, like, not normal, regular, you know, kind of middle class people did not go to Marriott's and Hilton's and things like that for to stay in when you're on the road. There weren't as many of those. There were kind of roadside hotel motels, and those are things like Howard Johnson's,
basically
Motel 6.
Holiday Inn Express is Hojo now. It's Howard Johnson's. Most of the Holiday Inn Express is a heck
of a lot nicer than Hojo's. So then they would have a restaurant and staying at places like that and kind of really just feeling the feeling it. Right?
Yeah. Okay. All right. I think we should just rename this segment teaching Stephen things that he's never heard of before.
We'll be here a long time.
Anyways. All right, well, so let's go into the last thing here. Let's talk about our social media question for this week. I'm going to let the missus go ahead and put that one out there. We're going to tweet that one out there on the Mr. and Mrs. Show.
Yes, and I did already put it out there on Twitter. So it is Favorite family restaurants that you and your family likes to go to. And the hashtag is fave, F-A-V, fam, F-A-M, eats, E-A-T-S. Okay. And we'll also have it up as an official poll on the Mr. and Mrs. Show.com sometime later this evening.
All right. Mm-hmm. So hashtag fave, fam, eats with an S.
Right. And we'll, you know, that'll be the question in 2 weeks because no show next week. But tweet us, you know, the response.
Yeah.
Go vote on our website.
So did we tell everybody why we didn't have a show next week?
No, I'll let you go ahead.
So we are going to see Gwen Stefani.
Yes.
The good old hollerback girl.
Yes, yes. I actually saw her.
What was your question earlier you
in
asked?
Concert before. She's awesome.
I
want
to know what a hollerback girl is because I still don't know.
Hollaback.
Where a girl calls you back.
Oh, okay.
She hollers back.
She hollers back.
Not she calls you back.
Right. Yeah, I know that's just.
So, but we love Gwen, so we're going to go to the Gwen Stefani concert next weekend.
Do we love Gwen?
I love Gwen.
I know you
just
do.
As much as you like Justin Timberlake, all right?
Hey, Justin Timberlake.
I want to hear it. Okay.
So, yes, those are, you know, and then, of course, you know, we'll share some stories because I'm sure there are always stories when we go to concerts.
I was a huge No Doubt fan growing up, so I like Gwen Stefani. She's
you're
cool.
A garbage fan too, right?
You know what? Yeah, I would say I am a garbage. Yeah. I liked garbage growing
so
up.
So they are on. So Amazon's best of best of what's new on Prime Music. Mm-hmm. So they've got some song by Garbage. I actually and I know we're wrapping up the segment, but something to think about, right? So who gets to decide that these are the best songs? Because after I got past the first four on the list, I was like, these aren't the best of anything.
Oh, no, they're not. Some of them's horrible.
I don't know who decides it. Like, I always hated, like, getting, like, the Time magazine or the Rolling Stone magazine, and it says the top 100 rock songs of all time. And I'm like, okay, some of these just don't make any sense.
Yeah, but that's by an author, and you can email them and say.
So I want to know, is it by an author as well? Like,
I'm sure
does
Amazon probably has some algorithm that decides it. But but Garbage was one of the groups that had a song that's new to Prime this week, and I was just,
Garbage
makes me sad.
Garbage
for this
is
world.
Garbage. That's
garbage
what it
was
is.
Okay, but it ran at least with No Doubt. It was different.
Well, Gardens they evolved.
Was, yeah.
Gwen Stefani evolved and made her own music.
But in any case, no shows next week because we're at a concert.
Yes. All right. Well, that about wraps it up here at the Mr. and Mrs. Show. Remember, hashtag fave fam eats on Twitter. And also, the Mr. and Mrs. Show.com. Check us out there. And on Spreaker, yes?
Right. On Spreaker. Yes. Spreaker.com/TheMrAndMrsShow.
Yep. And that's about it. And tune in. We'll see you in a few weeks. Talk to us comment to us on Facebook and Twitter. I will gladly comment to you back and any questions you have, and I'll bring it up on the next show. All right. Thank you. Y'all have a good one. We'll see you next time.
See you later.